Well, when I first started the class, I was, prophesying a little bit here and there, just a little trickle here, a little trickle there, but there was just no free flow. And, there's all these other, beliefs and, things that I've been taught about the prophetic that kind of just stopped me up a little bit. And then eventually it got to a point where it just wasn't flowing at all. So when I came into the class, it was kind of different for me because I just got so much revelation from the teachings and got just a higher level of understanding of the prophetic through the teachings that we got. So when I began to get understanding, like the word says, well, you get understanding. So when the understanding began to come, mainly the purpose of the prophetic, how it is, how God loves us so much and his desire is to communicate with us, and understanding the whole concept, why Jesus came to open up the line of communications with man again, and then understanding how, when he went back up to heaven, he said, you're going to do things that I did, these things and greater. So, I began to look at it in that context, again, through the teachings, understanding the love of God, how much he loves us and how much he wants to speak to us. And that kind of took me out of the equation. And then I realized, a lot of the reasons why I was just trickling here and there and didn't have the free flow is because of the fears and, things that I had believed myself. But when I understood the love of God and that became the main factor for his communication, then that helped me take myself out of the equation and just be moved by the compassion of God. So with me, it was kind of, getting over the fears by getting the understanding and really tapping into the purpose of the prophetic and understanding the root of it is love and just being moved by love. And that also helped me when, when it was time to prophesy or when God would tell me to say something, it just helped me just totally forget myself, not be held captive by my own thought and just go for it. And knowing that, it's not really on me. It's not really about me. It's really about what God wants to say to somebody. So that's how it happened for me. And that's kind of like what opened the gate for me to run with the prophetic when I realized the true purpose of the prophetic. But, again, also, I just want to say that, not only did it help me in the prophetic, but it just helped me overall with my intimacy with the Lord and understanding how powerful and how deep his love really is for his people and how he wants to use us. But also just the fact that, I don't have to pay, I've been to a lot of prophetic conferences and just paying for the airfare, paying for the hotel, paying for the conference, and then coming back. And with these classes, I have to say I've gotten more from these classes than I've ever gotten out of any conference. And on top of that, I got a one-on-one consultation, to target, my weak areas and the areas where, I wasn't as strong, just having that. And you don't get that at a conference. You're lucky if you can get up there and shake the speaker's hand. So just getting that one-on-one consultation, being able to just target my weak points, deal with some, some thoughts, incorrect thoughts about the prophetic that I had, it was all just a blessing. So just all of that was just really definitely took me to another level in the area of the prophetic, especially in boldness.
Wow. Say that again. No. I'm going to tell you, Sharon touched on a couple things, and I can relate to it because of the trainings that I've gone to, or conferences that I've gone to. There was no one-on-one coaching session. No way. That didn't happen. And, again, to travel, you're taking time off from work. You're going, you're paying the registration for the conference, in some places you have to pay for your airfare because it's so far away. You're paying for your hotel, renting a car, and your food. Okay. Wow. You're talking at least about a good $1,000 or more in some cases. Okay. Wow. Which I paid out. Okay. And we're doing all that for a Friday. And did you hear what she said? And I didn't tell her to say it. She said she got more out of this home study course than what she's got out of some of the conferences that she's gone to. Okay? Now, I didn't tell her to say that. No. Now, I want to go back to Karen real quick because Karen said she used to be the one that was calling in to receive a word all the time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we finally got you, Carrie.
Yep.
Now, Carrie, real quick, what's the big difference between one just calling in to receive a word versus you being on this end to now give a word? What's the big difference?
Well, the difference is when I was calling in, getting a word, I was being ministered to. But then, though I was being ministered to and I got off the line feeling as though, okay, God, you have said this to me, but then I need to hear you. I want to be able to say something to encourage somebody else. I want to be able to prophesy to somebody and give somebody a word from you. I want to be able to, you know that it's you speaking and do it. And when I got off the line from being ministered to, I felt good, yeah, because I got a word. But I still was struggling with, I want to do that. So,
yes.
You know, so God was really, and I truly do believe that God led me to your site when I first got, when I first found it.
Sure.
But when I got on, I started saying, okay, I'm just going to go on and just get a word and just get a word. But it kept coming back. It kept coming back. Even when I hadn't called in for a while, it kept popping up. It kept popping up. I'm like, okay. But then, yeah, so then I said, you know what, I think I'm going to take this class because maybe I'll be able to not struggle with what I'm struggling with right now. So I said, okay, God, you open the door and I do it. So that's how I ended up going in and saying, okay, I'm going to register. And even if I did register at the last minute, I got in there.
Yeah. And you know what? We'll work with you, you know, to try to work out some of the things. And, you know, and we contacted Karen back and said, look, we'll work with what you can do, and we'll get it all worked out. And before it's all over,
yeah,
everything's taken care of, and she's in the class, and she's not worrying about, you know, paying the extraordinary fees that she would have paid if she was traveling and going other places there. So we will work with, we got a couple different payment options there. So